Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Ein Reich, it's just talking about a king. We finished today this painting of Kohen Gadol, which is all about a king of Kohen Gadol. Ein Reich, Vin Al Susa, you don't ride on his horse. When Yeshin Al Kitzer, neither you sit on his stool. Vein Mishtam Shebe Shabita, nor do you use his staff. Which also means you don't use anything that belongs to him. You should always have covered for a king, so therefore you should never see him when he's taking a haircut. Like Yeshua Adam, know when he's naked. Like Yeshua based on Mechel, know when he's in a bathhouse. And it says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Shetehei Eim Mosoi Alecha. You should always have that fear, that distance from him. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Yechanan, Avishag, Avishag, Dovra Melech, when he was very, very old in the sixth, they brought a woman into him,
a young girl, to
take care of him and be nice to him and make him feel warm. So her name was Avishag, Hashanamis. He's Avishag, Muteres, Lishleimer. So Shleimer was allowed to marry her, and Basuda Ladanio. Shleimer was a king. David used her as a king, so therefore, she wasn't married to David. Then you're not allowed to, you know, Shleimer wasn't meant to live there. He wasn't married. And Adonio, who was not, never, even though he claimed to be a king, but he wasn't, the Shleimer got him killed a few years later anyway, did not. Muteres, the Shleimer, the Melech, he was a king, or Melech, Mishtambish, Beshabit, the Melech. One king can use the Shabit or anything else in another king. But Asura, Adonio, it's forbidden to Adonio, the Hedyid, who he's an ordinary person. Avishag Ma'i, what's the story of Avishag? Who was he? The Chsiv, it says, Melech David Zok, and Bobby was old and aging, and the servant said to him, Yivakshu, why don't you go ahead and search? Yivakshu, Naida Yof, they found a nice girl, Chsiv, Hanuari Yof, Admoi, she was very nice, and he said, Kenneth, with Shaseyu, and she used to smear him and everything else, take care of him, Amra, and one day she said to David, Nintzman, why don't you get married? Oh, my Lord, I see that I can't, I married 18 women, I'm not married anymore. Amra Lay, so she said the following. Chaser leganve nafshe. If a ganav stole it from everybody in the city, there's no left to steal from. He's a shalmalach. He was saying, you know what? I put my tools of trade down. I'm a man of peace. But why? He's not really a man of peace. He doesn't know what to steal from. The reason why you don't want to marry me, you're excusing yourself because you have 18 wives. You're an old man and you can't do anything. Oh, he said, yeah, you challenged him. Amalahu, Karuli le Basheva. Call me my wife Basheva. Uksi Vatovi Basheva la Melech Hachadora, that came into the king's palace. And there are 13 words in that pasuk. Amalavinamarab, Oisa Shah, Kincha Basheva, Bisholosh Esemapis. They had 13 times Tashmish in one day. So David Melech was very, very virile. Amalavinamarab, the question is, why couldn't David marry her as a Pilegish? We said before, you can have Noshi Palakshi. It was that the Pelegish is included, according to some, in the Cheshbon of 18. Amrav Shabbat Abba, boy, they come and see. Kama Kosha Gedeshi, and look how difficult. So what's it? David could have divorced one of his other wives and married her. If he wanted to marry Avishag, he could have divorced other ones. Is that Aya that it's very difficult to divorce? We don't want in any way to encourage people to divorce. We allowed him, we suspended the laws of Yichud for David HaMelech. Interesting, because who's the one that made the Easter of Yichud? Just a little before. David, after the story of Amnon and Tamar. And so he could have easily suspended, but he said, we suspended the law. I guess once it became into law, even David couldn't take care of the baby. We suspended it, but he said, we still didn't say to him, you know what, go divorce someone and marry this woman. And in fact, it'll be a Maila marrying this woman, because then you will no longer be over the Isra of Yichud, because she'll be a wife. And we didn't tell him that because we don't want him to divorce. Josh.
I went to Galtius.
Oh, you bought this?
Is that by Dubbo?
I don't know, but this is everything. All of them hug him and everything else.
There's a thing called the Yaakov Bar Mitzvah.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Is that the Omer Rav Yaakov Bar Mitzvah from the Mishnah itself? You wouldn't know what the status of Avishag was?
What do you mean?
The Mishnah itself.
What do you know about the Mishnah? How
you got the Mishnah says what the things that you can't use. So we have to definitely
say Avishag. Nothing? We took somebody else.
Avishag wasn't his wife.
So maybe you would think so. Talking about Avite, he couldn't. I'm saying because he did his best and he didn't do it himself. Avite says he did best, and once he was in Skabul, it was in Skabul. Talking about Gedishin. So now that we're talking about Gedishin, the Gemara throws a few things in about Gedishin, which is very odd that the Masechta Sanhedrin you'll have all the Gedishin instead of such a Gittin with the Gemara. You think the Gemara would tell you about Gedishin? Then the Gemara called Gedishin, whoever divorces his first wife, cries as well that we have in another place. Remember, it says Vazois Sheni. He says this is the second thing. Tasu, this is what you do. Kasa is Dimas Be'er Hashem, covered the Mizbech with blood, with tears. Bechi crying, but knocking, sighing. Me'ein oy pinus ala mincha. We no longer turn to the mincha. Below kachas rotz mincha. We no longer take you willingly from your hand. See, by martel ma, and you'll say, what's this? What's going on here? Alki Hashem heyi ben ye ben eish lechos. Hashem is testifying again between him, between you, and your wife of a youth. Asher ata begadet tuba, that you I guess committed bad to or evil to. V'hi chaveroscha, she was your friend, v'eishavrisecha, and the wife of your youth. A woman, a wife, does not die on a husband unless they asked him for money and didn't give. And unfortunately, we're talking about he made a neder. We learned already in Morning Shabbos that if you make avoid the dorim, people make a dorim, then keep it, their wife and children die. So because of him, in other words, he should feel guilty. Remember, it says, if you have what to pay, why should I take your bed from you, in other words, your wife? Anybody's first wife died. He feels like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in his own lifetime because his wife is the one, the Mishkan Ma'at is their own house, the Mikdash Ma'at. And she was taken away. Shemot says the pasuk, Ben Adam, he knew the kevah. I'm taking you as mechamed inecha, that desire of your eyes. But my gevah in the plague will like tispa. You will not eulogize. Will sifki won't cry. Will sovid yemasecha. No tears will come down. When it says, but daber alam babayke, I will speak to the people in the morning. But Thomas ishti be'erev, and my wife will die in the evening. It says, "In mechalas midoshi, I will destroy my base hamikdash, going uschem your pride, mechamenechem the desire of your eyes." So it says, "Before mechamedinechem means your wife." Amr Alexander, call Adam shemesi ish to be yom of anybody's wife dies in his lifetime. Olam choishir ba'adai, that the world is dark in it for him. Shneimar, it says, "Or choishir ba'ahalai," that the light was extinguished in his tent. V'neide olav yidecha, and the candle was extinguished. You know, by the Rabbein, the Sefer Tzedek stopped taking Yechidus after his wife passed away for 10 years. Rabbi Yosef Chanina Amar, Psi Yosef Miskatzes, his footsteps. Now he no longer has that the boldness and that spring in his steps. Remember, it says, Yitzroi Tzadi Oinoi, that it constrains the steps of the person who lost his wife. But Amar, Atzos Nefelos, also he no longer has the one he can bounce things off, the one who can give him advice. Shneimar says, Vatashechei Atzos, and his Eitzah was thrown away. Amar Abba, Baba Chama Yechon, Kosher Lezavgum Kriz Yam, so we had them getting excited. It's difficult to match them. That's right, yeah. Exactly. So it's saying the flip side of those that don't have. Kosher lezavgum kiris yamsu. It's difficult to be mezavig them like kiris yamsu. Remember, it says lekim moishav yichidim beis. So they should put two people, single people, together in the house, which is a shidduch. And moitzi asidim, because as if he takes out those who were in jail, incarcerated because shoros. We'll see in the article moitzi asidim elkim moitzi asidim, as if he takes, as if they were in prison, but they're not yet married. And article because shoros el bechiv shidduch, crying and laughing, or crying and singing. Crying and singing, crying. So he's taking both out, the single people, and putting back together. Ain't it not so? What are you telling me that you need? So every person who's born, they already know they're already married. The Magen Avraham says that the reason why a woman by benching can say a bris chash chesam to the sereno, which woman has a bris, he says because she's married and each take a gufa, therefore she can say. So the Machzor Shekel asks, but what about the girls who are not married yet? How can they say that in benching? And the answer is, every girl is married. You just don't know who. Because I boy me and cranes of blood, they're ready to have. Now, this is a raya that the boy has to be older than the girl, because it says, a boy me bas pleni le pleni. So the pleni, we know who he is, because he's just born, but the bas pleni, we don't know who he is yet, because it's 40 days before. So she is, what do you call it? Not born yet, because she's younger. Like Kasha, Hobbes Zivugrisha Rishani, Zivugrisha, and they've sure announced it. This is the Shaykh Tevel, so it's not so. Zivugrish aboy miyankizilvat. Zivugsheni, then it goes according to the Maisa. But the Taisa brings the Gemara Mayakotan that says that you can, that even on Tisha B'Av you can go get engaged because Shemmi Kadmenu Acha L'Chayit if it's Bashert. What do you mean Kadmenu Acha? The whole music of Shemmi Kadmenu Acha says doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says over there, but you can be mispowel and change your mazel. So the Taisa says that even the Zivugrishin you can change your mazel, not just Zivugsheni. Even Zivugrishin that was the very Basque, plainy, you can still, if you daven, you can change your mazel and change it around. Everything in life can be replaced. There's nothing that's irreplaceable except the wife that you had. If she passes away, the first wife you had when you were young. Shneimar says, "The wife of you that you were mayis." Master Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, this is interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda once said, "Rabbi Yitzchak's son, ein adam moitze koyrus ruach ella ve'ishter shayna." The real joy you have is from your first wife. And it says, "Yim ekorcha baruch," your origin should be blessed, and v'samach and usmach me'eshin lurecha. You should rejoice from your first wife. He says, who are you talking about? Your mother, my first one I married. I married a few women, but she's my first. So, but Aini, you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda couldn't stop praising his wife. But there's another story where Rabbi Yehuda said to his son, you know, there's a pasuk might say animar mother's isha, that the worst thing, worse than death, is a woman, is your wife. Asher he mitzuri v'charamim, that she causes you all these tzaras. Mitzuri v'charamim. But I'm a lawyer, and the son said, "You're a man. What kind of woman is that? I'm like, your mother." So what he tell me that he, just for example, how could he just be praised? Is when he mother miskipped kifah iburim abra miller. She had a terrible temper, and but then she used to calm down. So therefore, he was able to say both things on her. When she was in a bad mood and made him in a bad mood, he went around saying, "It's still hard to understand how he would say this to his son about his son's mother. That, you know, kind of woman." And yeah, I heard a few nice words, because the other pasuk is much isha much type. So the chiluk is here. It says umaita ani marmaz isha. The ani in a marriage. If there's no ani in your marriage, it's all about us. The matza isha matza type. It's all about your wife. But if maita ani, what do I get from this marriage? Then it's my mother. There's nothing worse than that. Others say matza is past tense. Umaita is present tense. If you're happy with what you have, what you know, you got married, whatever it was, then matza isha matza type. If you're always looking to see that I actually married the right person, it's always a maita. You're always, it's like an ongoing question in your mind. Then it's a disaster. It's all your fault, not her fault. She'll react exactly the way you behave to her. Still, it's hard to understand why he would tell this to his son. Why would he tell this? Unless he gave him advice for the future. A woman is like a girl, which means has no form. Who makes her a form? Who makes her to a woman, her husband? She never says, your husband actually made you. So therefore, there's a special kinship there between the of a woman's first husband. Time we learn, ain't ish makes el ishta. When a man dies, who misses him the most? More than anybody else, even more than the kids? His wife. The ain't isha makes el baila. And when a woman dies, who misses her the most? More than the children? The husband. Ain't ish makes el ishta. How do you know a woman dies? The husband feels the most. Emmet says, Vayomas Elimelech died. Ish Nami, the husband of Nami. Wasn't he also the father of Achakili? Why does it say only ish Nami? Because she missed him the most. When a woman dies, who misses the most? The husband. She never said by Yaakov. She had two children, Yosef, and then she just gave birth to Binyamin. Okay, Binyamin didn't know her, but Yosef, husband, misses her the most. Okay. Look at the king, observe the king. So I'm going to learn. A king has to take a haircut every single day. There's a haircut from Friday to Friday. Why a Kohen Gadol takes a haircut from Friday to Friday? Because every Shabbos, every weekend, a new Mishmar that comes in, a whole new Beis Av comes in. So they have to see him the first day of their new job and their duty, new service. They have to see him in his glory. And having short hair is glorious. And a king takes a haircut every day. A coin had it. That's right here. Here in Tanya's Valley. Sorry? Oh, the whole kunst. We'll see. Coin had it. An ordinary coin. What happened when the coin god becomes bald? Some people that I know. There's a coin god. That's a bracha. I always wondered if baldness is like a magefa that happens in the 20th and 21st century, or this is like Eilam Bov. And it was like a unique thing. It was unique. Yeah, how many? Kohen Hedyed is Echo the Shalosh Yom. Kohen Hedyed is once every 30 days. Melech Mustab B'Choy B'King Tehid Gevin Deshin. It says, Melech B'Yof Yosech HaZer Einecho. You see him when he's most handsome. When you're most handsome, you have very short hair. That's why Nazir let his hair grow. Remember when he learned the kids look in the water, so how beautifully he looks, he made himself hair because this looks ugly. Yeah?
Yes, or no? I was walking on Kingston Avenue years ago, and my hat blew off. The Schweizer son pulls over a car and he says, Rabbi, don't be upset. You're not losing here, you're just gaining face. Nice word. And I remember 20 years later. Okay, weiter. Kein Gott mehr der Schabbat, aber habe ich schon mal gemacht. Wir haben heute ein Mishmar, das hat schon Sinn, wir haben ein Mishmar every week, they have to see him in his glory. What about a Kohen Hedje? That's the Lishloisha year. Why do Kohen Hedje want to be 30 days? Where does that come from? Ich see, it says, by a Kohen, it says, these are the instructions, that it says, first of all, it says, by Reish Shabla Yigalechu, they should not cut the hair. Then it says, Upar Alei Shalechu, shouldn't let the hair grow too long. So on the one hand, they shouldn't cut the hair too often. On the other hand, they shouldn't let it go too long. How long is that? Okay, so and then it says, Kosoim Yichsimos Rashayim, they should cover their head. The Yalev, so we don't know what it is. When you Pera Alei Shalechu, how long should you leave the hair grow for? We know by a Nazir, we have to say word, Yalev, they're not. Pera, I'm a Nazir, we're saying the same word, by a Nazir, Upar. See, the Hachav here, it says, Upar Alei Shalechu, shouldn't let the hair grow too long. Steve Hassan by Nazir it says God will pet us out that the hair on his head should grow, that he should let it rest, that he should not touch his hair, right? He should let it hair. So Pada, now how long is a Nazir for? Malahal is Shalashim and Nazir for 30 days. Of Constellation Yom. Here also, so on the one hand, he should let his hair grow, on the other hand, he should not let it grow longer than 30. Sounds like not 29, not 28. You have to, it's a mitzvah to let your hair grow, right? It says in the Pasik, that will Pada, it says, you have to leave it, you have to not touch it. On the other hand, you leave it too long. So on the 30th day of every month, they take a hair. The Tanaim we learn, Stam Nazir Shalashim and Nazir, if he doesn't mention specify a number of days, it's 30 days. The Hossam and all, how do you know by Nazir? This is an amazing thing that we learn a halacha from a gemachi. Omer a mas, omer a krok, koydish yiyah, that a kodosh yiyah, that another should be holy, and yiyah is 10, and yudin, hey, is 30. The gemachi is the rest of it. It's an amazing thing, you learn a halacha just from a gemachi. Look at the version of the gemachi, it's not what you think gemachi is. Rajesh does not mean normal equipment, it means vertlach. And all kinds of things. All kinds of things, yes. Races, but not what we're doing here. And even Chalut Reis is going to have Lachas. So I don't know if that's the biggest Chalut is 12, because Ach is a... Ach is a... Ach means Chatsi. Anyway. Omer Pabla Baya, Baya, Pabla Baya, Eima Loi Lir Beklal. Maybe they shouldn't have any hair at all. So I know once a third day, maybe shouldn't have any hair at all. If it says that don't let your hair grow, it means you don't have any hair at all. The hair that you have, don't let it go too long. The fact that it says your hair, that you're growing hair, don't let it go too long, is that you have to have hair. Not too long, so 30 days. So how come Kohenim today don't have this mitzvah of taking a haircut every 30 days? So the Gemara says, in the same pasuk where it says you should take a haircut, it says right afterwards, it says, Yayin, he shows up about wine. So therefore, why don't we also learn, so the Yayin, the Yishtun, the volume. So in Yeshaya. So Lechayda, why don't we get my yai bizman bi who does when be a shadi? So we answer since it's compared to wine, just like wine. A kohen that drink wine today, even on the time of the basic meetings during the service, they were not allowed to. A priori, but be also when be a shadi. So we're also here. There's no basic meetings, so we're not makpid. So they give more with wine. We had a more tiny, this is not so pushing. The yai in shaloi bizman bi a shadi and wine today. Kohen you allowed to drink. The hatanya, this is epic. But the rabbanon say like this: if you're a kohen that knows exactly which base, you know, which day of the which family you belong to, and if you know when you're 24 weeks old, you'll calculate when Sheikh will come, when you're going to service. The other 24 weeks and it's 6 days of the week, speak as much wine as you want. The only the day that you're working in the base of English, you're possible. If you don't know which day, but you know which you don't know which mishma, you know which you know base av you have, and know generally which week, you know which week. Then that week you don't drink wine, the rest you can drink wine. If you don't know which shave you're from, or which av you're from, which prach you're from, and then you never allowed to drink wine. Rabban, why? Kshema yibana beis of English, mehri meinu. So Rabban will live a whole day believing Sheikh is coming. every day. Rebbe says, no, Rebbe says, Oimrani, Koini, Masur, Lijayloilam, I should hold, I hold that even, first of all, if you're right, Chachamim, then they should never drink. Even if you know your Beis Ach, I know things won't change around. How do you know they can have the exact same order that then the times in the Beis Ach they're going to have when Mashiach will come? Whatever they need is many Koinim to build a big Beis Ach. A lot of work to be done. Maybe they'll call everybody in the beginning. Every, according to you, then any Koin should not be able to drink wine ever. That what should I do? That this chumra they have to drink wine is actually them save them, because now there's no Beis Hamikdash. I'm not. I say you don't have to live as if the Beis Hamikdash is being built every single second, so they can go ahead and they can drink wine. Look at Rashi, Al-Ma'asher Shetakarosi. It's a hard Gemara to understand. Rebbe was not a believer. Says Rashi, right in the middle of the page, Al-Ma'asher Shetakarosi Kakoshon Churban Habayis Shekilkul. The Churban Habayis that ruined the job of the Kohen. The Ilvir Seydim Mishmeroseyen, and it mixed up the whole order of the Mishmeroseyen. Shaya Oysen Be'yayin Bezman Mishmartin. It used to be also the only time of the Mishmeres. U'matina Shaloi Bezman. And they used to help them in the Nazi time. Who ticked them and they fixed them up. This Kalkola actually fixed them up. So what do you mean? He's saying we're not coaching that he's going to be able to start, as if to say, because the big machleg is what's the order of events. Beis HaMikdash, then Mashiach, or Mashiach, then Beis HaMikdash, and so on. So it sounds like Rebbe is saying that first Mashiach has to come. And then he'll give a structure to build the Beis HaMikdash. So it won't be pissed. Believe him, you'll have time to be sober up. How much time do you need to sober up? And the Rabbanah seem to learn and know that the Beis HaMikdash is built before Mashiach will come. They always have to be on the go, always have to be ready. Who knows? Mashiach can come any second, and right before that, we can build the Beis HaMikdash. Even according to the Rabbanan, they do not need to take they have to leave the hair. Rabbanan hold it, they cannot drink wine. Where the Rabbanan say they need to take hair every 30 days? Why not? The same Chachamim. So the Gemara has some kind of time of Meheira, Yibon, Beis HaMikdash, Ubi Inan, Koyin, Arol, Avoid, Vina, Koyin, that is ready to do that Avoid straight away. But let Nu, Hokin, Ami, Vina, Koyin, Arol, Avoid, but let we need Koyin to be ready. Got to have a short here. Och, Efshin, the Messap, Pivai, how long take a haircut? Take a haircut and go in. Fix it up in minutes. Nu, Hosan, Ami, Efshin, the Nine, Port, Vail, Gimel, Zremu, those, and then it'll be ready as well, but by wine. Dama, Rav, Acha, Derech, Mil, you walk a meal in 80 minutes, Vashain, and Ashlof, Kolju, catnap is my finger to say ain't removes the wine. Says the water back 1 second. The degrees of wine. But when do we say that walking it off you can do it? You only drank the minimum amount of the beers. Abel Yosemichdevi drank more than the beers. Kolkin there to dosa v'shein meshkarta. Forget walking and sleeping will make it worse. You get a hangover and it works. The reason by hearing it because you can fix it up straight away. Rashi Amar Shtuy Yain. Rashi gives another answer. You know what? You can take your haircut and drink wine. Shtuy Yain the mocha. Avoda drinking wine, which if they do any avoda while they're drunk under the influence of alcohol, is possible. Gazubarabu, very machmir. But pruy roish, okay, a kohen shouldn't have long hair. But if they did avoda with long hair, is the carbon possible? No. The le machli avoda le gazubarabu goes in. Mitzvah has a question. The elush of a misa, the following kohen will get killed if they walk in the base of midrash in this way. Pruy roish should have long hair. Shtuy yayin the drunk. The fish let me through yain the drunk you can kill the sin of the pasuk yain v'sheich al teish ata uvenech for the muslim. It says the fish will tell you they shouldn't drink wine because they can get okay fine. Ella, after straight out of view, El Pruya Raish, Minolan, but Pruya Raish, how do you know? If you have long hair, how do you get killed? The Iskish, the Yan Pruya Raish, go be clear to book. See, if it says the Pazik, the Raisham, it says the Cheska, Loyga Lechu, Upera, Loysha Lechu, and it says in the next Pazik, the Yayin, it says a little bit of Yayin, Loyishtu, Chul. So we're comparing the two. Master Yayin, what's the punishment for a coin for a drunk? The Misa, at Pruya Raish, the Misa. Umino, then we learn out. Mash to yain, the mochla voida, to yain, the chayda, the chalda voida. A pru avoida, so one goes to learn out pru, why don't we say also that if you compare the two, that you have long hair, and you work in the base of Migdash, you should pack a room to avoida and pass on the card. That's a good question. Why are we only equating the two halfway? I don't know. I'm the Ravashi, I don't understand. Yecheskel is the one who revealed to us, hi, this Indian that by walking with, by working with long hair, going with long hair. Yechai Misa, Adelay, I'll say, Yecheskel, my number, before Yecheskel told us, who told us? Will the time make us? We asked. Hold on, there's another din that Yecheskel told us we didn't know prior to that. This is what Yecheskel said. That Chizda said. We never learned from Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you the answer by Yecheskel. But Limadnu, he told us that a koyin who's not gemalot is not allowed to work in the base of English. Called Ben Necher, Aralei, Baralbaser, Layavri, El Migdashi, Lishosenish. A koyin, he was a koyin. If his two brothers died, as Ashi learns always, his two brothers died, and therefore Mitzad Oynes, he cannot go ahead. Or that machas miller, he's not allowed to mal himself, cannot serve. Or Benecher, as Ashi says, is a koyin shen is nakru meiser lovin, that he came fry to Shemayim, and Benero libay, right? He cannot serve. How do we know? Adla by Yecheskel manonu. Doesn't anyone tell you? Doesn't anyone tell you that a guy has no bris cannot serve in the base of English? And the Torah doesn't let him have a bris because two of his brothers died. This is kana. Or somebody became fry. How do we know? Ella Gemara Gemilah, we knew from Moshe Rabbeinu va'as Yecheskel va'samcha akra. Yecheskel just put it down in the pasuk. Achinam, he's saying about long hair that Yechai misa Gemara Gemilah. We learned from Moshe Rabbeinu va'as Yecheskel va'samcha akra. Place on the pasuk. V'chig mira halacha lemisa lachol avoy l'gemira. We learned that he died, but we did not learn that the carbon becomes possible. My custom Yecheskel Hashem. It says in the pasuk over there in Yeshaya. It says there, sorry, by Yecheskel that they should not shave the hair. They should let the hair grow, but not too long, and they should cover the head. What does that mean? Tana kimin taspoides lulianus. Special kind of haircut. It's called the haircut. This is what you want to give me. Lulianus is the haircut. Now the Gemara seems to be talking here about a kohen hedyet. But then we're going to jump to a kohen gadol, so it's not clear, and unfortunately, I'm not completely clear either. Who are we talking about over here? My taspoides. So custom over here means like some kind of a wheat growing that grows in a special way. What kind of haircut is that? What kind of haircut is that? I'm going to be more taspoides chida, a very unique haircut that no one else does. Hey chidami, what is it? I'm going to ask you, roisha shalze b'tzadikore shalze. That you have the one hair meeting the next hair. So nobody had. That's right. So it's like you had rows of furrows, you know, here. You had rows in between. And then you had. Yeah. It's supposed to be beautiful. Then the Gemara, Shalos Rebbe, Eze, who Taspoidish, goes, what's that Rebbe? What is this here going to look like? I'm the Tzuru, go and look and see. Mitaspoidish Ben Elosha. I have an agent, I have a son called Ben Elosha, a very wealthy man. And you know what his hobby, his pet hobby was? The haircut of a kind of. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer Loyal Chinam, it wasn't for nothing that Pisa Ben Elosha is Ma'isav. He used all his money, sounds like the Gemara here. Kedela Hadas by Taspoidish, go and learn how it is. Everything in the Torah, we need to know what it was. What might not come in. He nevertheless wanted to know what it is. Okay, we'll stop. Hadn't a lot of time, God will.